On Assumption University Week, deserts aren't dead, and there are still discoveries to be made in them. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Carolina Fuchikova, associate professor of biology, tells us of one.
Contrary to popular belief, deserts harbor unique, rich biodiversity comprising hundreds of plant and animal species. Desert microbes are not well understood, but recent studies have uncovered remarkable diversity of microorganisms, especially in biological soil crusts, which cover and stabilize the surfaces of many desert soils. Green algae, which are the simple-bodied, distant relatives of plants, are one of the less studied groups present in desert soil crusts. Over the years, my colleagues and I have discovered and formally described multiple new species of green algae from various desert regions around the world. These new species typically do not dazzle us with their looks. Under the microscope, we see them as small single cells, round in shape and green in color. Our most reliable tool for their identification is DNA sequencing. Sometimes, species whose looks are virtually indistinguishable from each other are then revealed to be very different in their DNA, showing us that they are not closely related. Our most recent discovery is a rather extreme example of not just a new species or new genus. Johannsenicoccus represents an entire evolutionary lineage that is so far only known to occur in California. There are no known close relatives of this enigmatic alga, which physically looks like many other algal species but is genetically unique. Among its genetic peculiarities are the never-before-seen modifications of its ribosomal genes. As we continue to study the desert microbiota, we can expect further discoveries that expand our understanding of what is possible inside a cell and in its DNA.
That was Carolina Fuchikova of Assumption University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.